GM from the homestead, you guys. GA, if it's that time for you. GE, if it's dinner time. GN, if you came in to listen to Homestead, put you to bed. I don't know if I've got a lot to ramble about, so if you're looking for the bedtime chat, good luck. Put it on, turn the volume down. I'll see if I got a few things I can go on about and get you to sleep if you're on that side of the world. Thank you guys who are joining the space. I see you popping in. I hear the little bloopy noise. So I appreciate that. If you guys can retweet the room, that'd be the best thing for me right now. Go grab that little chat bubble on the lower right. Like and repost. Helps get it out there and circulate it into people's feeds, right? If you comment, you know, we can stroke the algos a little bit too, right? So, you know, go ahead, help me out, get some people in this room. And it's open forum, so if anybody wants to chat, all you have to do is put your hand up, put a little request in for a mic, and you can come up and chat about whatever you want, show your project, give updates, or if you got alpha on any projects you're, like, in the community in. Doesn't have to be a project you're part of, but, like, this is a space for sharing and making Stargaze the hub, because look at what's going on. Like, Stargaze is the hub right now. We have on the marketplace the top three collections. Number one is Tia Mint, massively supported by the Celestia community and developers building on Tia. Number two is Mad Scientist, was this weird experiment where people did a stream swap through osmosis to get lab and minted lab on the minted Mad Scientists with lab on the osmosis chain, and we have migrated some of those back. It looks like 2400 have been migrated back to Stargaze, which is amazing, because I feel like the collection's a little bit more than half minted. I haven't seen an update, I'll have to check. But I think it was a collection of 5,000. So, like, almost half of them have made it over to Stargaze. And then we've got Bad Kids now down in the number three spot for 7-day volume, but of course, still doing good volume, right? And Stargaze is top collection. So this is pretty crazy. And look, if you look down farther at number eight, we've got Nucleus Council of Scientists. That was a USDC mint, right? That's, like, giving people exposure to Astro Vault and the Astro token via rewarding holders with the Astro token. So you could almost go out and say, look, there's another project here in the top 10 on Marketplace for Stargaze that's kind of representing a culture outside of Stargaze. So, I mean, Stargaze is the hub right now, people. So that's what we're here for on Mondays, is to talk about things like that, talk about the Interchain, talk about Interchain NFTs, and share whatever alpha we can with the community and get our week started with some good chat. So yeah, what's up, Soy? How are you, bro? I see you. Snails, welcome. G Powers, welcome. If y'all have anything you want to say, throw up a request, please. I'll bring you up. But you don't have to. Yeah, I know you guys are in spaces a lot, right? What's up, Conspiracy Culture? If you want to chat, certainly welcome. Just request a mic, please. And I'll bring anyone up who wants to talk. I did get some links posted up in the top right away before I started chatting, so we can run through those. Just a couple of items around kind of Stargaze and my X timeline, things going on that are popping up for me, so chat about some of that stuff. We talk about pop-up mints in this space a lot, guys. We certainly addressed it last Monday. One of the mints that popped up this week that I wasn't necessarily aware of was, I think it's called Hooded Syndicate. It's the very first post that I've pinned in the top there. So if you scroll back through those, you'll see it's actually from the Gelato community. So when you see a pop-up project, sometimes it's actually a real community behind it doing something with their community or for their community. So yeah, I saw some posts from Gelato and one or two other people in their community worked their way into my timeline this weekend. And turns out this Hooded Syndicate is theirs. They've got like this little sub community, NFT sub community there, the Fortunate Few. So it seems like there was maybe an airdrop or a free mint. I couldn't quite tell for Fortunate Few holders. But then the actual NFTs are minting here on Stargaze for only 200 stars. So go ahead and click the links, check it out, right? If you want to. Again, Gelato is a real project, real builders, real devs, real community that's been building through that bear market. They did start on Juno. If you aren't aware, they have migrated, like, I think the majority of their operations to the Injective chain. I'm not exactly certain, like, the timeline and time frame of all of that, but like, I did see their posts about it, and I do think I've seen them make multiple supportive posts of Injective and things like that recently. So, anyhow, this mint is from their team, their community, Hooded Syndicate. They look kind of cool. They're not terribly expensive. So like I said, click the button, click the link, go hop in the Discord. It's a super active community for Gelato. So they'll answer your questions. They'll hook you up. They'll send you in the right direction. You know, if you're trying to DYOR, go do it, right? Again, it's not an expensive mint and a real project. So find out if there's something behind it that interests you. Scroll back. Mad Scientist, you guys know, everybody should know about what's going on with Mad Scientist overall, right? I kind of addressed it here in the intro with them being number two on the marketplace. They have a whole massive plan behind the Mad Scientist project, and one of them is an Osmosis validator. So I saw their post went live this weekend. The validator is up. Go ahead, check that out, you guys. I believe there's going to be some kind of lab airdrop for maybe stakers on that, and then also back to the Osmosis community pool. I can't quite tell. Zerk talked about it in like the pre-mint spaces with Sunny and things like that, how they were going to launch this validator, kind of support their project more. Also try and give back a little to the Osmosis community and their community. So I think they're going to do some buyback of lab with validator commission rewards and then redistribute the lab. So they're not like giving you a discount on the staking commission, right? Like they still have to set their minimum commission and things like that. And they're not doing any Osmo refunds is my understanding. But anyways, click that link, y'all. If you stake Osmo, this way might be a good way to expose yourself to future lab, or like, you know, it's Mad Scientist and it's Rec Gang and it's those communities. So there's other things that may come from those communities, right, in the future. And being a staker with their Osmo validator might help you with some exposure to that stuff. Who knows, right? But click the link, DYOR. Flip over one more. It's another item from Mad Scientist. Mitosis has a Mad Scientist role in their Discord. It has to be a Mad Scientist on Stargaze to claim their role. So you have to have migrated a Mad Scientist that you minted on the Osmo platform, or Mint Labs that was connected through Osmo, right? Or you just pick one up on the Stargaze secondary if you're a whale, or if you got some extra funds from flipping NFTs or something. I mean, they're 23K. Stars for a floor right now, which is, I think Stars had a little pump over the weekend too, so that's almost 550 USD on the floor right now. But Mitosis has a role for Stargaze scientists in their Discord. Y'all have to be aware now what happened with some of those bad kids who didn't claim their Discord roles. Please, if you're holding these NFTs, if you're, you know, active in these communities, don't not go click the button in Discord and not get your role and miss out on the opportunity for a potential airdrop here. So yeah, go click the buttons. Let's see. Pulsera, you guys, I don't know if anybody knows about Corium. They're not very loud out there, but it's an IBC chain that's supposed to connect us with Ripple, XRP. There's a DAX on their platform, Pulsera. They've been doing a Sera airdrop ongoing to Corium stakers and holders. The second snapshot just happened. So there's that info up there. I do believe there's a third and a fourth coming. So if you're airdrop hunting, if you've got a little extra funds, go ahead, DYOR there. Bitcoin Havers, this was a fun little pop-up thing. They did some whitelisting like quietly on X, I feel like. Like if you saw them in your timeline, you could reply and get a whitelist. But they didn't do a big, like, typical, you know, like and tag, you know, engagement type promo. So it may not have made it into your feed. But it was a collection that minted right into the halving. Basically, Marketplace went live with the halving. They've got a Telegram set up. Some communities come together around it. So it's just interesting and funny how we act like degens with our NFTs. 25% of them were listed at the price of Bitcoin at the halving hash. So, you know, that's totally NFT bros and NFT culture right there. So if you got one, go check out Marketplace. And if you want to see if you can play around there with some of the way people are listing, right, you do you. They are fun, like very, very simple pixelated NFTs. So like having one for your collection, if you're a collector, if you're into stuff that's for the culture, like obviously something that's called Bitcoin Havers seems very culture oriented. So go ahead, check it out if you want. And then the other one over there I've got, Elise has been going around a lot. You guys know I told y'all I got the Brigadier role. So I've been reposting and stuff like that. But they're adding more cadet roles. It looks like 300. And a big portion of their airdrops going to testnet users and active community. So again, it's just like that role in the mitosis Discord, right? Like a lot of these airdrops this cycle are targeting active people. That's what they want, right? Whether it's like snapshotting use of a DEX or like the W airdrop, the wormhole airdrop, right? You guys like use of the bridge. A lot of these airdrops are really targeting like active users or like big traders, right? Obviously like bad kids being kind of one of the first things getting airdrops here. Obviously the dev connections and things help. But look, some of these projects, they want to see like, oh yeah, you can throw a little bit of funds around, right? Like you might trade, you might hold, you might, you know, things like that. So, yeah, same thing with Elise, right? So they're looking for the active people who are doing the testnet, who are hanging out and engaging in the Discord. And they've added 300 more of those roles. So if you're farming airdrops or if you're chasing them, if they're part of your plan for this cycle, right? Like, you know, and people maybe taking some profits here and counting on some airdrops down the road to keep things going. I don't know, right? But like, click the buttons, go DYOR. There's some Atom airdrop there too coming. So like if you stake Atom for airdrops, you should be getting some Elise airdrop in the future here as well. So those are my links I found early on. I don't know. What do you all have? I need to take a sip of water now. I've been through the first few things. There's a number of, like on the Mint page, y'all, there's a number of pop-up things. Like if you click the new tab that are real low price, this seems like the thing these days. But they came up like last week, midweek, or early in the week. Actually, I don't even think you have to go to new now. They're kind of in the trending because they've gotten close to minting out. So there's like the Bad Mouse, BitSloth, Yacht Club, like all these goofy plays on stuff that has happened here on Stargaze or like other things in the Web3 NFT space, right? But they are closing in on some of their mint outs. Some of them don't have great distribution, like 5.7% for the BitSloth, 6.25% for the Bad Mouse. But again, they're one stars, two stars, and closing in on mint out. So if you're that type of person who wants to, you might want to go click on that and have a look. Like if it mints for one star and collections offers are three stars, like, you know, I mean, you can be putting together extra stars for something down the road or whatever. Yeah. Just, you know, a bag of stars to hang on to for when stars goes up more, right? There's Pepe, Board Pepe with Hat is another one. That's one star. That's got better distribution at 15.7%, but the royalties are 10%. So, you know, as you flip it upwards, it's going to start cutting into it quite a bit. I don't know, you know, how that plays out with our community of degens and flippers here. But there's a few things like that out there right now. Seems like the thing to either play for like really low stars and see if you can get mint out and flipping, or the other play here is the Tia mint that people seem to like. Aliens Attack did that. They're looking like they're getting close to 50% minted. And I do think I saw, I have to check on my feed. I think I saw they were going to close the mint, y'all. So that might be one, like there's actually some community that's developed there. Wait. Hang on, it's the Cosmos, I think. This creator, anyhow, they released a couple of like space Cosmos themed collections, and now they've got a PFP collection. So they kind of went about maybe developing their community a different way than we typically see here. But they ended up developing some community, right? And so they had a mint with whitelist, like community that was whitelisted. They also whitelisted some other Stargaze projects, which the whitelist kind of went well. It seemed like it was maybe community that was whitelisted that turned out for it. It didn't seem like, you know, like we really ran it up whitelist style, like 4,800 addresses on the whitelist. So like those other projects that got whitelisted, I'm not sure how well they turned out. But I think it got to about 22% minted on whitelist. It's up to 37 now. And I did get that post pinned, y'all. I think they're going to do a burn. I think they've got like some mint milestone giveaways planned here. I mean, the art's fun looking, right? Like it could do pretty well. Again, it's going to really depend on a lot of factors though, right? But one of the things I love to see, there's 30% distribution here, right? 30% unique mentors. So that, you know, that could do pretty well in the secondary if those folks who already minted want to hang on to it, support a good floor and things like that. But like I said, getting close to 50%, announced plans for closing up the mint to move on or what have you. If it's something you want to click on in DYOR, please do, right? Like, don't miss out. Yeah, I don't know. Who's here? Who wants to chat? Just come up and say GM and give me a break for 5 minutes, and then we can shut it down if we don't have a lot to go on today. That's fine. What's up, Conspiracy? What's up, Whale Mom? How are you guys? Everyone here should know they are doing their mint out push, 85% minted. Let me pin that link. There you go. I see you waving down there. I hope y'all are doing well. But yeah, they've got a couple of things going on, y'all. So click that link too. They're getting closer to mint out. And I think, you know, like if you haven't been listening, it's pretty important for them to get there because the riddles and the ciphers and everything are dependent on reaching a certain level of mint out, or like having everything minted out so people can hunt them down in the secondary market and things like that. So, in terms of what they're working on, like we got to try and get them there. They are working with some other community members, like raffling some of the rare pieces, trying to push them in forward, things like that. And they've been doing like they did stars returns for the different tokens. So like they've been hitting on some of the things they promised, but really just can't do the riddles and ciphers all the way until it's minted out. That's right, conspiracy. I see you came up, so hopefully I'm getting it.
Hey, we're here. It's
GM.
GM, y'all. So yeah, that's right. We got to get it minted out so we can get those riddles and ciphers.
That's right. Yeah, there's still some out there unminted. And definitely we have some solid plans about giving some stars away, maybe even some NFTs later. We don't know. But the main idea is, yes, that there's these secret phrases out there, even some secret words.
Horseshoe Bar wrote us yesterday. Horseshoe Bar, yeah, I see you in the chat or in the space. I know he thinks he has found 3 of the secret phrases out of 5. So if you look in the metadata, there's secret phrases. There's 5 in total, and they're 1 word each, and they're conspiracy related. And then Wingdings is an important cipher. If you zoom in on the Matrix looking background, those typically have something hidden. And then for the next 12 months, we have mapped out clues or puzzles that we're going to drop that relate to certain traits. And I know, I've mentioned the bees in September, and so people have been scooping up the bee trait, which is cool. But yeah, we're excited. We're close, and we're hoping in the next week or so we can get there.
Awesome. Thanks for coming up and giving me the pause there and, you know, making sure I was saying everything right. But yeah, you guys, check it out. There's a bunch of prizes too once it's minted out fully. So almost there. Man, let me see if I got rewards I can harvest. I might be able to pull one today.
Yeah, we also got a up on Atlas DAO. I just put a new one up. So one of the really rare ones with part of a secret phrase is up on Atlas DAO. I posted about it. Actually, I'll find it and pin it here maybe. And then we have just a few hours away, I think, there's a wrecked chicken on the ONFT staking site. So I know a lot of our stakers are going for that one right now.
Sweet.
Walker's objective collab, because we're trying to do some cross-chain collaborations.
Yeah, that's always good. Like, I don't know if any of y'all saw this space from Saturday, but there's a lot of crossing back and forth right now at the IBC. Some of those people over on Injective, they're very active with Stargaze NFTs, you know? So I don't see any reason why we shouldn't be trying to get more like cross-pollination of those communities. I think ARC Protocol is supposed to be opening up the bridge for interchain NFTs from Injective. I don't know for sure if that's still in the works, but a little while ago I had heard that it was. So that'll help that connection as well a little bit, right? But there's already so many different communities kind of congregating for NFTs on Stargaze. So it doesn't make sense not to reach out to what is turning into like a really like a growing NFT community over there on the Injective platform, with like a couple of those 404 projects doing really well. And then of course Talus is a big launch pad. Some of those projects over there are pretty, I don't know, maybe a little copy pasta roadmap. But I think we have that problem on Stargaze sometimes too. So I don't know if that's just a unique problem to Talus. But yeah, I would love to see something hit a nice success run on Talus, like a good mint. Like, it feels like that first round of success on Talus kind of like drove a lot of hype, and there was a lot of flipping and fun going on. And then it seemed like it just kind of like I said, everything kind of ended up having more of a copy paste feel, same roadmap. So it'd be nice to see some other projects hit on Talus and do well. Besides just like, you know, the 404s that are minting on different platforms, and then you can trade them on Talus. But yeah, you should be doing that. And I saw you had the, was it Moonwalkers that you guys did the big collab with?
Yeah, we were doing a collab with Moonwalker. So we gave away some Moonwalkers for people, and they gave away some Conspiracy. And we've also got some stuff going on with Chris from Fight Farm. He's put a couple of ours in some of his NFTs, so you can win some there. I don't know if his is over yet or not, but yeah, we're just really trying to put Conspiracy out there and keep bringing the fun and make it something.
Awesome. Homestead, I do have a funny, I don't know if it's a funny story or if you saw, but we went on our big trip, and when we got back, a lot of our fruit went bad. And so I threw together the bad fruit collection. I photographed our bad veg and added faces to it. And we did a stealth drop just to see what would happen. And I called it bad fruit because I know anything with bad typically does okay. But yeah, so that was me, just to let you know.
Yeah, I got one of those in my wallet. I think I had like a rotten apple. I've had thoughts of doing a different, like a garden collection of like carrots always come out. Like when you pick carrots, you always get some that have like, they're split and it looks like they have legs and a body. So I've thought about somehow doing a silly garden collection, but we have Sin Garden, and I don't know if that was kind of, they were inspired by that, because their drawings are of like fruits and vegetables in like, you know, social situations and like, you know, things like that. So I was wondering if Sin Garden kind of had that inspiration as well. I saw somebody throw the emoji up with the laugh, so they must have picked some carrots that have a little peen or something before. Because yeah, sometimes, man, carrots are weird like that. And other fruits can grow weird like that. Sometimes you get a tomato with a little nipple or something. It's weird. Anyways, we veered off course. Austin, you had your hand up for a minute. What did you want to add?
Yo, GM.
GM.
Quickly, I just wanted to ask, maybe you guys are aware of like Injective a bit more and like the cross-chain NFTs, but I was looking, Injective is an EVM-based chain, or is it a Cosmwasm-based chain? I guess that's like my first question. And the second question would be, is it able to support cross-chain NFTs being an EVM chain, or like is that like a feature that's possible? I'm unaware completely of like the cross-chain NFT stuff right now, so trying to grasp that a bit more.
Yeah, so Injective is an IBC and EVM compatible chain, so you can have an Injective address that is a Xerox address, and you can have an Injective address that's Inge and like a typical IBC derivative address. And I do believe that IBC derivative address can be like picked up with the typical like IBC tooling that lets you figure out addresses from, like, if you have somebody's Cosmos address, you could figure out their Injective address that is associated with that Cosmos address. So it is IBC compatible. The Injective bridge bridges back to Osmosis, but you can also bridge through, I think, Wormhole to Injective and to different EVM platforms as well. So it's very much this, I guess, like one of the things you see the main handle say is like they're trying to be like Cosmos SDK, Solana machine, EVM, like all of it combined to be able to come to Injective and interact on different DeFi platforms and stuff there. So
okay, yeah, I was actually like thinking about the ARC protocol, where you mint an NFT, and we saw it with Osmosis and the Mad Scientists, where now there's a secondary market on Stargaze for an NFT collection that minted on Osmosis. I am curious if that is able to happen.
Yeah, so that's actually what I was saying, is that about a month or two ago, I had heard from ARC that they were looking at opening up the interchain NFTs to Injective.
That'd be interesting.
Stargaze. So like you could migrate a Premier Ninja potentially to Stargaze if they did that, or a Quant, or I don't even know, maybe a Sushi Fighter could be migrated to Stargaze.
I wonder if that would happen with like the actual like smart contracts, or if they would do that with like the module of the SDK, because I don't think I've seen many applications utilize cross smart contract language in order to facilitate that. So like if you're, because you got to go from CosmWASM, which is Stargaze, to then EVM, which is Injective. And I don't know exactly how those, that communication would be facilitated on top of the IBC layer. So I'm definitely going to look into that, because I think that's a in the direction of like interoperability. Sure.
I mean, I'm a pleb, so I may be getting a little too far ahead of myself with assumptions here.
Me too.
Talus was originally like a SDK protocol over on Terra, right? And when I go to interact with Talus, I just log in with Kepler or Leap or what have you, and I'm using IBC to do anything on Talus. So I'm wondering if the NFT side on Talus is more built on like the Cosmos SDK type of thing here, so that the migrating of NFTs would be a little bit more seamless rather than having, like you said, the EVM part. But again, I'm getting a little bit ahead of myself and just speaking of like, this is how I've used it and what my knowledge of it is because of my interactions with it. I could be totally wrong, but like everything on Talus is paid for with Injective. Like there's no Ethereum or anything like that being, you know, like transacted over there. I haven't interacted a lot with Helix, which in hindsight probably is looking like a dumb move, because a lot of people in the Ninja community are starting to talk about a Helix airdrop. So I don't know exactly what the connections there are to other blockchains or to, you know, different protocols than the Cosmos.
Well, I would bet that we're going to see that support here within this year, because, you know, the Cosmos has dope devs and dope communities building stuff. So I'm not stressing on it. Just waiting.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised to see it soon too, because like you said, the devs are pretty, I don't know. Like, people call them nerdy, people call it geeky, people say it's like a nerdy ecosystem, and so it's tough to figure out some of the nuances and things like that. But like, a lot of the devs here and the builders like to do stuff just for the sake of like, look, I did it, and we can do it, and if people want to use it, great, and if not, whatever, but we tried, right? So like, I wouldn't be surprised to see it just for that reason too, you know? And if the Injective community, if the ninjas aren't as excited as some of the other communities to migrate NFTs to Stargaze, then that's, you know, that's choices they make. But I'd be surprised if they aren't. There's a lot of liquidity happening on Stargaze at this point with some of these bigger communities forming around some of these projects. And with the success of some of the migrations, you know, we've got what Mad Scientists have done. There's also, you know, Galactic Mining Clubs that have been migrated and being auctioned right now, things like that. So like the migrations work. Kujirans have been migrated on and off, I feel like, right? Like you could migrate Kujirans off, you could migrate them back. So there's a lot of potential for interchain NFTs migrating to Stargaze, migrating back. Raccoon's another one. Like a ton of people migrated their raccoon over to Stargaze off of Secret. Hell, same with, I forget about MetaRats sometimes, but they migrated half their community.
Yeah, MetaRats. Yeah.
Half their NFTs. Like the OG.
That was
like
the first.
Crazy, yeah. Crazy FOMO mint, like Euphoria price mint that rugged out. Community came around it in the bear and got it migrated back to Stargaze, and it can trade there. So I'd be surprised if people on Injective didn't at least take advantage of like, hey, here's another place for liquidity, right? Like we could migrate some NFTs here and create liquidity. And you know, the other thing I think about is teams hold some of their NFTs in a project wallet. They sweep their floors to help support it, things like that. So you may have a team who's got, you know, 25, 50 NFTs in their project wallet. Why wouldn't you want to migrate some of those to a different chain? You know, give your potentially build your community, right? By tapping into new users and new liquidity, but also potentially creating sales that you wouldn't have had on your own home chain which can create the royalties that help support your project wallet. Like, there's a lot of reason why, you know, interchain NFTs make sense if you've got like a good community going and an active project.
I love that. It tokenizes the network effect quite well.
It really does. And like I said, like, it really changes your ability to reach new users and new liquidity too. And that's one of the problems I think NFT projects have, NFT communities have, is we get our promo done and we get our mint done. And if you don't have a lot of initial post-mint hype, growing the community can be very hard. And then that can lead to disinterest. So having different ways of, you know, reaching out to other communities, like I said, onboarding new users is really going to help a lot of projects. And if Stargaze is allowing some of that to happen, that's great. I mentioned the space that I was in with the Injective people Saturday, but we had Galactic Syndicate in there, and that was a great time for them to be able to reach new audience and users, right? Like, sometimes we are in our communities here and we kind of get in an echo chamber, right? We kind of get the same 50 or 100 people contributing, or, you know, sometimes it's not even that many on some of the smaller projects, right? Yeah. Right? Like, 50 or 100, some people would be thrilled for that. So, but like, being able to actually get into a space where there's a bunch of PFPs that you haven't seen and talked to before is a good thing. Being able to get onto a marketplace where there's a bunch of wallets that you haven't interacted with before is probably a very good thing for a lot of projects that have had some success and are looking to continue that, right? And looking to build on that and make the most of this bull market that's coming. So I'm bullish for Interchain NFTs and what our protocol is trying to do, for sure.
Me too, brother.
Yeah. Who else out there want to chat? Shout outs time then. Z Teller, what's up? Good morning. Don Donnie, good morning. Horseshoe, good morning. Soy, good morning. IBC Birds, I see you down there. Thanks for coming back. Even Azzle, what's up? Are you the one who dropped that rat collection? Was that yours? If you want to say something about it, because I feel like that came from you. But yeah, what's up, Bren? How are you, bro? Shafted. Lazy, always LA to everybody. I'm going to shut this down if we don't have much to chat about. Look, my bird's already screaming at me, too. It's a beautiful day here, so I got a garden calling my name, y'all. I see you, Bren. All right, brothers, sisters. It's been real. Quick chat this morning. I don't mind. But yeah, you know what to do. Be kind, be well. Get out there. Keep farming your dreams. Flip some NFTs. Make the most of this bull run. Everybody have a great day. Peace out.
There's this principle in Taoism where it's just like, the more you fight something, the more like the opposite of what you want, like, just inevitably kind of starts to happen. There's this principle in like Taoism where it's like, the more you fight something, the more like the opposite of what you want, inevitably it kind of starts to happen.
Chirping on the bird app, listening to nerds flap, wondering why the fuck my timeline's so cursed. It's like everybody's holding heavy bags in Web3. That's why they can't fly, they just drowning in the bird bath, fishing for some dry powder. Watch how we ignite the tower, blowing up their bank accounts, forgetting how to fight the power. Y'all don't even realize how deep this shit goes. They preach an open source, but don't listen to the code, and now it's mutiny, community, uprise. There's no more humility, futility, plus size. Motherfuckers leaking from the wrench down to the bare metal. Which side of the line you bleeding out on when the dust settles? Motherfucking west side shit, needle and noose. Sticking with my armory, Yambato and Bruce. Repping psychedelic artistry, believing the truth. Like, these motherfuckers even need a reason to sue? GM fam.
Really? Worth all the effort? Is it really worth all the fighting? Is it really worth all the drama? And the answer, I think, is a clear no.
They started using Zoom, now we finna zoom out. Teaching all these plebidites what this game's really all about. Little baby bitches when they choose to have fits. All you're left with is kibble when you lose all them bits. And that kibble's just sawdust, the shit is all rust. Not a great look, you're what we'd call all nuts. And I for one did not see that coming. Cracking open books, yo, that's a lot of money. Meanwhile, over here, rewiring features. More critical thinking, less knee-jerk. More evolution, less shitcoin preachers. Pretending to be teachers, y'all just predatory leeches. I mean, please, just look at the track record. A bunch of VC rap fucks sucking up the cheddar. The recipe is two steps, rinse and repeat. Now we all in your butts, and we bring in receipts. GM fam, have a seat.
If you're listening to this, my plea to you would be like, don't have to take a side on it. Just say like, is it really worth this war of attrition? It might cost us a lot more than what can be gained by like fighting this to the bitter end. And sometimes it's better just like move on.
Channel Spaces.